B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 11 o'clock, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station. Did you watch any of the Eagles or nothing?
No.
Wow.
I don't have Amazon. I don't have that stuff.
You don't order Amazon?
I don't know how to access that stuff.
Do you order from Amazon?
I have before.
Well, then you're probably a Prime member.
You think so? Yeah. All right, I'll check.
You're probably an Amazon Prime member, which means
without even knowing?
Yes.
All right. I'll try to look it up.
You don't know that?
No.
You really are. Which broke all your boomer. Yeah. I'd say you like my father, but I think my father's got more wherewithal than you.
Your father's cooler than me.
LeVar, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, LeVar?
Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
So, hey, you know, here's my take on it. I don't really care about him shushing. It's kind of comical, but and I expect it.
Yeah.
But what's interesting is when they signed Horford, everybody thought that it was too much money to pay for him, but he would be a good leader in the locker room.
Yeah.
He hasn't proven to be that. And this team, the shushing is indicative of the fact that exactly what Barkley and Shaq were saying, they're emotionally and mentally soft. We're not going to have a parade from these guys for a while because they got to toughen up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care that you shushed. I'm not ready to wait. Like you said, I'm not ready to wage war because at the end of the day, I want to win. So you go full with your family members and then y'all make up whatever. It is what it is. But these guys are just soft, and that's really the problem.
See, you know what's funny? And I kind of agree, and my biggest fear is not about Ben and Joe and playing together and this and that. It's just the maturity level. Is it going to be there?
That's what
it is. And you know, listen, you've been following the NBA a long time, right, LeVar?
Absolutely.
And you know that men win in that league. Right, like
that is it, right there. You just set them out.
Yeah.
Men, they act like little kids, but the issue is they're getting paid a king's ransom, so it's hard to tell them anything.
But you know, you're correct. Yes, without a doubt. So they already feel entitled, and they don't want to hear anything. Which you know, it is what it is. It's the landscape of the NBA. But
that's what Jimmy Butler was saying in a nutshell that the work ethic is not there, and he didn't want to be a part of that. He didn't want to be a part of that, and somebody that's been on that team for a year or half a year, however long he was here, he can see it. It doesn't take long to see that these guys, they just don't have it. It's going to be a while before we get up.
I'm hoping maybe, hear me out for one second. So here's what I was feeling, that this year is not the year. Like this is what we thought it was, but it's not because they're not ready emotionally yet. So they need to get kicked in the teeth one more time. But next year could be the year because you get kicked in the teeth twice, that's when you pop up.
Yeah, but
or really once.
But how do you remedy getting kicked in the teeth? Didn't remedy anything. We got kicked in the teeth and Ben still not shooting. We got kicked in the teeth and Joel is still.
Well, did they really get kicked in the teeth? They didn't really get kicked in the teeth.
That last second shot was enough for me. I still think about that last second shot. That was enough for me to make me think about, if I'm him, I don't ever want to have that feeling again. You cried on national TV as a grown man.
Yeah.
So that should have been enough. If you got to cry on national TV as a grown man, that should be enough for you to never want to cry again. And it's just fun and games for him. It's just fun and games. I'm not even concerned about the shush. It's what he said after the shush. You're talking about waging war on him. He ready to wage war on the fans.
Yeah.
He didn't just say shush, and that's that. He said shush, shut the F up.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So somebody says that to you.
But one thing, though. He's not saying it like to you, right? Like where he's going, yo, LeVar, shut the bleep up, right? He's doing the crowd thing, like the whole, and I shut the bleep up. You know, that's what a baby, that's being a baby, but that's not kind of how you relax. Yeah, react. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a lack of accountability on this team, and I think it starts at the top. It starts with Brett Brown. I don't know if he's going to be able to get out of these guys what he needs to get out of them to go to the next level, and it's the same
because I know.
He stuck it out through the process, but he may not be the guy to get it out of these guys. Like,
yeah,
you know, like what happened in Golden State. He wasn't the guy to get it out of them. And then look what happened. They turned into monsters.
Yeah. No, it's a great point. To listen, LeVar, it's a great call by you, man. Really strong, strong call. Thank you. Excellent stuff. No, it's true. I mean, I'm rooting like hell for him. I love to see him be the guy. That's why I want him to do, just go by your own volition, Brett. You know, my man, you spent your lifetime in this game. You don't need anybody to tell you about numbers. Chunis, what's the poll for today?
At 9:75 middays, you'll like the responses. You'll be. This will bring happiness to your heart on this Valentine's Day.
I'll tell you, the calls have been absolutely incredible.
Your reaction to hashtag Shushgate is blank. The three options, how dare they shush us, good for them, and really, who gives a damn? Who gives a damn leads the way, 72% of the vote.
Wow.
How dare they shush us, 16%, and good for them, 13%.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, I started the show by saying I can't, in good conscience, come on today and go. And I know it's like the talk show, sports talk show thing to do. You know, talk show guy. You don't want to be in Philadelphia. Get out. Get out. Creep, you're going to shush me. I can't do it. You know, I just think it's stupid. I mean, quite frankly, I think he's a giant baby who reacts to boos and reacts to criticism on social media, and he's a big baby, and then, you know, has a good game, and goes, nah, 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 you know.
28-12, nice game.
Right. And the crowd goes, dude, listen, we're going to cheer you. Just keep it up. But if you huff and puff your way to 1-for-12 against the Clippers, your ass going to get booed again. How about that? Poll of the day brought to you by Marvin E. Cairns Heating, Air Conditioning, Duct Cleaning. Who can keep your wife warm this winter? Cairns can, with emergency HVAC repair service available 7 days a week. Special financing on a new Trane heating and cooling system if you need one. Visit MarvinEcairns.com today.
I also put LeVar in the mix for Call of the Week.
Yeah,
I think he did a good job.
I agree. He and Vinny both deserve it to be in the mix.
Good start. It's a Monday. We're an hour and 10 minutes into the show. We already got two callers in the mix.
Actually, I would have put every one of the callers so far. I think they've been on point. You know, you're not going to get involved with nonsense. Like, come on. Like, here's the bottom line. And this is what everyone intellectually, take emotion aside, intellectually should understand. Like, hey, Joe, listen. Everybody loves you. You can be a god here. Like, literally, you could be a deity, my man. You just got to show up every night. And you got to be in shape. That's it. You win here.
You'll be a king.
You are. I mean, look at the Eagles, right? They won here. Jason Kelce, he can stay here the rest of his life. Somebody will buy him a beer every night of the week. Seriously. I mean,
look at the 93 Phillies. They didn't even win.
Right. No, but the point is that just you can, he's got all the ability in the world. All the ability. I'll be honest with you. When it comes to the Simmons thing, I thought he had a good weekend. He shut down John Morant Friday night, and I thought he played well.
Yep.
After the Chunis knocked him out of, and knocked the big man out of the game.
Yes.
That's you, man.
The
you
fake Chunis.
It's a fake Chunis. The Chunis, Valanchunas. You know him? Are you guys related?
No, not related, but I told the story Saturday morning. His mom didn't want him to play basketball. His mom wanted him to continue his quest to being a folk dancer.
Really?
Yes.
A Lithuanian folk dancer?
Yeah, there was a...
He's 7 foot two. Or 7 feet.
There's a documentary on the Other Dream Team, which was the 92 when they had the Grateful Dead t-shirts, the tie-dye t-shirts. That was... The documentary was based off of that. And Jonas Valanciunas was just getting into the league. So they made that him a part of it. Like, look, we're still in the NBA, even though it's been a while since that year. And his mom was like, yeah, I didn't want him to play basketball. I wanted him to continue his Lithuanian folk dancing
career. Are you a folk dancer?
I have, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Well, get out.
Yeah.
How? Give me like a couple, two steps, Spider.
Nah, I'm good.
You folk dance with a girl or by yourself?
Christy and I did it in Baltimore 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, I've done it in Chicago. I've done it in Boston.
You're on the travel squad?
Yes. I'm really bummed out. This year's folk dancing festival is in Philadelphia. But I've been so busy because you start practicing last summer. I had the baseball shows.
Then when do you do it? Like at the festival?
Yeah.
And like you compete for prizes?
It's for people to gather. I'll show you a video of it.
Get out. Yeah. That's awesome, man.
I'm pretty bummed out that I'm not doing it this year. But I got That's married. Awesome. You know, I had a lot going on this year.
I love it. That's great. I think that's great.
Valanciunas, man. He could have been the first 7-foot folk dancer in the world.
Is it similar to the Irish dancing? I know my niece does the Irish dancing.
Yeah, there's a lot of line dancing stuff.
All right.
I'll show you. Nobody cares.
No. I was interested. I like the different things.
No one cares.
All right. Well, we'll come back, run through the people. 610-632-0975. I got to find out if anybody watched All or Nothing. Right now, I'm leaning to no watch.
No, I know a lot of people who watched it. Oh, yourself personally?
Yeah. I'm curious what the people say. I'm going to do what the people want, whatever they say. It's Cuz Radio with the Tunis right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 11 o'clock hour was brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. What else did you do this weekend, Tunis?
I enjoyed myself Saturday.
Did you?
Yeah, I stuck around for the Temple game.
Yeah, good comeback by TU.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was a tough one, man. That was a tough game.
They were down big at halftime, Temple.
I know they were. I know they had a big comeback.
Nice comeback, but it was
Seton Hall, though, won for the first time in years.
It's Seton Hall always bothers the Nova and Creighton. We talked about that last week, too. But it was the alumni for the Klein College of Media and Communications.
Nice.
So I was in there, and it was open bar. So
Oh, yeah?
I enjoyed myself. Then we went to the bar on campus afterward. It was a good time. So. Forgot how cheap bars on campus are.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, sure.
I was living like a king.
Sure. Well, tonight you live like a king.
Yes.
You're going to be a big tipper tonight.
Yes. I'm really excited for today. Wait, I'm really excited.
Tunis and I are going to the hockey game. So it'll be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it tonight. And we're going to be sitting on the glass, courtesy of our friends at Chop Talk. A wonderful tech company in town. And we're going to be down there tonight.
I'm looking forward to it.
With me, you, the counselor, Joe, and the Chop Dog people. Josh, who's the man.
It's going to be great. It's going to be a good night.
I'm looking forward to it. I listen, sitting on the glass is something that is unbelievable.
I've never done it.
My neighbor, who was terrific, he had a... her family had seats in forever on the glass.
That's
and awesome. So he took me, and we went, and I was like, wow, this is unbelievable.
All right, barroom talk.
Yeah.
The best experience, what would you want to do? Sitting on the glass, right behind home plate, like first row.
Uh-huh.
50-yard line, first row.
Uh-huh.
What am I saying? Basketball.
Courtside.
What would you do?
It's totally between courtside and on the glass hockey.
I agree.
And I'll probably go on the glass hockey. To see it that
That close?
That close is unbelievable. Just the speed of it.
The whiz of the yeah. puck.
Like,
the
I
shot.
Love watching it hit me on the home plate. Like, I do. I love it. And I got a little spoiled because when I cover baseball, like, you could sit, like, I would sit down there on spring training all the time.
Right.
And you just see, because you want to see, you know, some movement, pitchers and all. And so I love it. To me, doesn't matter where he's sitting in NFL. Except, I will say this, is the year I was in bed with the Eagles, being on the sidelines, like I stood next to Mr. Wolf. You know, Butchie, tell you about. And I stood next to him the whole game, which is like right caddy corner behind Andy Reid. But when you're on the sidelines, that game is.
Yeah, and you're hearing the conversations that are going on the sidelines. Yeah, I mean,
that was the greatest experience I ever had. Greatest experience I ever had. I mean, that's just being on the sidelines. Right. In on the team bench.
I'm with you. I'd either go on the glass or courtside at a basketball game. See how tall they are, too.
Yeah, right. Well, that's another thing, too. You know, the speed of hockey is unbelievable. That just because of that at that level is ridiculous. DJ and Penn Salkin, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. DJ.
What's going on, cuz? What's going on, Andrew?
What's happening, brother?
Now, before I get to my sixth point, I have watched the All or Nothing series. It's about 4 episodes, and it's been a little underwhelming to this point. They highlight Malcolm and Brandon Graham a lot. I guess I was expecting a little Hard Knocks type of feel, and it's kind of been the total opposite of that.
Really? So what is it? How many episodes you go through so far?
I'm about 4 in. They focus a lot on the games, but, you know, like the Falcons game where Deshaun went out, they didn't really go into detail about what happened or when it happened. You just, you know, they just, the commentary, you just hear them kind of say, oh, he's not playing. Then, you know, Alshon Jeffrey, you kind of hear the same thing. They don't really go into detail about some of the
issues. I don't know if that's, you know, if that's the Eagles, you know, saying nah, or if that's them that just chose a more benign storyline. I feel you. I wish I could do that. I wish I could be in control of it and tell the story exactly what you want to hear. Because they're not going to get into the stuff you really want, you know?
Right. And they did focus a little bit on the Orlando Scandrick stuff. They did highlight that moment a little bit, but they didn't really get into a lot of the, you know, the other stuff that we kind of talked about throughout the season.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like how you said last week, it's kind of like reliving each game. So I kind of like, all right, I don't need to really see this. Like, I want to see behind the scenes.
I know. Exactly. I don't want to, like, the season wasn't that good.
Yeah, it really wasn't. So kind of watching the games, you know, with commentaries is like kind of revisiting those moments. And it's not what I expected so far. I'm going to finish it and see how it finishes out. But to this point, it's been a little underwhelming. But to my sixth point, I'm with you. I don't really care about the shishes. I mean, I'm more focused on how the season's going to play out and what this rotation's going to look like and what it could potentially be. You know, who gets phased out of the rotation, who gets most of the minutes. Like, to me, I don't really need to see Mike Scott or Milton on the floor as much anymore. I thought Glenn Robinson gave.
I know.
I thought Glenn gave you Glenn Robinson gave you some good minutes last night. He brought some energy. You know, moved off the ball.
Yes.
You know, I'm very interested to see how Alec Burke gets incorporated to all of it. You know, I don't know why he didn't play last night, but you know that was a little disappointing. But that's what I'm more focused on.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you, man.
What look like.
You know, here's the thing. He's got to, first of all, Horford's got to come off the bench, right? Like,
agreed.
You know, he's got to, I don't want to see Shake Milton. Shake Milton can't play. All right. He's not an NBA. He's not an NBA finals type of guy. I think the biggest problem with Brett's rotation and some of the problem with this team is that he relies on guys that have no business playing in this league right now.
Because
for a good team.
That he knows and he's comfortable with those guys because he knows them. He doesn't know Burke and Robinson. And I'm like, you know, you got to give these guys a chance. I think they can add a dynamic.
Yes.
You don't have on this team and you haven't had it for a while. But, you know, the clock's on Brett and, you know, he has to make that call. And I agree. I think Horford needs to come off the bench because I think if you bring him off the bench with those other guys, it makes your bench that much more stronger.
Sure.
And you don't have to play in B 30 plus minutes now with Horford coming off the bench. You kind of have those guys hover around 29, 30 minutes.
Great call, DJ. You're dead right, man.
And then I keep, you know.
I put Matisse in the starting lineup because I like, to me, you start off the game with the ball hawks of Ben and Matisse.
Yeah, I agree. The only concern I have with Matisse is how is he going to look in the playoffs? That's the only concern I have. Because he's played great to this point, but does he, you know, fall under the pressure when the playoffs and the big
game? I don't think he'll do that. My only fear with him is sometimes he gets caught up in bad fouls. Other than that. But I don't think the light's too bright for him. I think he's the kind of kid that can handle it. I love that dude. I do. I think he's...
Yeah, I do too.
You know?
My future.
Yeah, me too. DJ, thank you. I'm sorry, go ahead. Okay. You don't want to think?
With this little Furkan Korkmaz now,
yeah.
How much minutes realistically now with the new additions do you think he should have? Should he be a big part of the rotation or kind of hover around 15 or so minutes?
Yeah, I think it should be like that, like 12 to 15. You know, and if he's hot, he stays. Like to me, for him, and you know if these guys got it, right? There's a matchup he can exploit if he gets hot, like... Like he was unconscious Friday night and Sunday night.
If he's
unconscious, they're not going to ride him. If not, he sits on the bench. Like to me, that's how I'm going to look at that second unit. I'm looking at the second unit going, all right, well, Horford's on my second unit, and Robinson and Alec Burks and Furk, right? And so Furkan is. And I go, all right, well, my hot hand. Who's my hot hand? And I'm going to go with my hot hand. If Furkan's hitting them, he's streaky like that. I want him to play.
Right, and if it's situationally where you're down 12 points and you need a couple guys to come off the bench to hit, you know,
exactly.
Threes for you, yeah, he's going to get some run.
And it all depends on who, you know, what the matchup is. Can he get a shot off?
It really is amazing what he's done the last two games,
though. Oh, he's been unconscious. He's been all. Hey, listen, that's great. Brett said he won the Grow Bomber and he grew a bomber. I mean, he's legitimate. Like, you got to guard him.
I need to grow a bomber.
Listen, he's right in that. He did. And what's the deal?
Playing like a bomber.
And if he's hot, you got to guard him.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
You got to guard him.
That opens up things for other players. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Mark in Delaware, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mark, hey.
Anthony, how are you, my friend?
Hey, Mark.
Good to talk to you.
You too, brother.
Hey, I'm right on with you, man. I could care less about this whole Joel thing or whatever. Here's my take on the whole thing, and then I want to talk about something else. You know, the fans have every right to do whatever they want. As long as, I just don't believe as a fan you have any right to do anything personally where you start coming across with saying things that personally affect somebody. But if you want to boo or whatever, but at the same time, if you're going to boo me as a player, then maybe I have a right to say something back if I want to. You know, basketball is the one sport where everything's out on the open court. In football, you have a helmet on. In hockey, you have a helmet on. In baseball, you have a dugout. Who knows what these players say when they're off camera in the dugout or with a helmet on or whatever. But in basketball, you're right there. So anything you say can and will be used against you, so forth in the court of law. But, hey, here's what I want to talk about. This is what we should be talking about. The Pacers have lost 5 in a row.
Yeah.
The Heat have lost 3 in a row. We've picked up a little bit of ground here. We have some new players in town that can shoot the basketball. And as much as we rip this coach and people who have every right to do that, I want to give the coach a little bit of credit because he's the one guy who's stuck with Furkan from day one and has put him out there. And you can see this kid's confidence is just growing leaps and bounds. I think we forget sometimes that kid's only 22 years old.
Yes.
He's younger than Matisse.
Yeah.
And he's a shooter.
Yes, yes.
And he tore up in the summertime when he was playing for Turkey. He was tearing that league up over there in the international play and everything. So I think he's still got to get minutes. I think he's still got to play his 15, 20 minutes a game. He is shooting 40% from three. He's shooting 46% at home from three. I'm excited where this team's going to go. And anybody can get upset, whatever. I still think we're going to make it to the finals. I still think we can win one game on the road in a playoff series. And I'm excited. I really am.
See, you know what's funny? I believe in that this team has what it takes right now. Right? Like the pieces. It's just a matter of will they be used correctly? Will they, and are they mature enough to handle those playoff mountains?
Yep.
You know, I mean, that's going to be it. Because if you think about it, they're going to get what? They'll probably be 4, maybe 3 when it comes to seeding.
I agree with you. I don't think they can catch Milwaukee, and I don't think they can catch Toronto. But I think they could get the 3.
There's a shot, which would be crucial to get it. But will they have the maturity to overcome those, because that's a road, man, right? Yep. So will they have maturity? And will Brett not succumb to, I think, outside noise?
Well, I see. I'm fine with Brett. I don't get upset with Brett. But
I love the man. But I gotta tell you, like, I love him, and yeah, I root for him like anything. But sometimes I think he lets the analytics kind of control.
Yeah, he may. And I also think he's a coach's player. He takes care of his coaches, and he backs them 100%.
Yeah, I just need him to be his own man when it comes to rotation and stuff like that. Because I think, in fact, Mark, because you've trust yourself, man. He's a bright basketball guy. I think, you know, people get caught up. And listen, it happens to the best coaches in all sports, right? All that data sometimes will cripple you. You start to second guess yourself. We've seen it, you know, in baseball, right? All the data sometimes, and it's like in the NBA too, all that data you get, it sometimes cripples you. And to me, you always go back to what you know. You don't need anything to tell you what you see.
Yeah, baseball is crazy now because there's a lefty up to bat, so I should bring in my lefty reliever. But this lefty batter, his splits are actually better against left-handed pitching than against right-handed pitching. And it's like, all right, the numbers are there, but when you go to just the old-school way of looking at it, you go lefty-lefty, righty-righty out of the bullpen, right? It's been working since the beginning of time, but yes, we have splits now. To an extent, that could be helpful.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, it's funny.
Because you go, all right, well, the traditional baseball approach would be to just bring in the lefty. But then, you just gave up a hit because the splits tell you you should have thrown out a righty in that situation.
Right.
And it's like, all right, what do we do here?
Right. Well, it was like that last year. Remember what? There was something.
It was against the Reds.
Yes.
There was a game against the Reds.
He didn't follow his... the splits.
He went with the gut instead. Yeah. The traditional approach, which is what I applaud, and the guy ended up hitting a home run or something, and I was just like, oh, maybe you should have listened to your numbers there, Gabe.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. All right, let's go to Jason. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jace.
Anthony the Legend. What's up, brother?
What's going on, Jace? Yeah, I wish. Thanks. What's happening, brother?
Listen, I mean, you and Shunas are like, the new dream team together. So I got to give you guys props.
Thanks, brother. It's my man. That's my man. I've been waiting. I've waited my whole career for a producer of his ilk. Sorry, bro.
Listen, Shunas is the man. He just got an aura about him that's so like positive. I don't know.
Yeah, he's a great kid.
I really do.
Yeah, I love him and the bro, my two boys. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know how it goes. I mean, once you find somebody, you know, that you jive.
Exactly.
So listen, I got a couple Sixers things that I want to say. So the first thing is, you know, I'm happy for Furkan in his last two games, but please, can you do this against a good team? That, you know, has like a defender that's going to guard you a little bit, not like a 19-win team. That's my first thing.
Yeah, but you know what the thing is, though? You can't.
Yeah.
You got to take it when it comes, right? Like, you're going to go, all right, so maybe he did it two in a row. So, you know, maybe he comes against the Clippers next. Who knows?
Listen, I'll be at the game tomorrow night because, you know, I appreciate the better teams in the league.
Yeah. It's going to be a good game.
Under 500.
Sure.
So, you know, I mean, because obviously I'm from your kind of ilk. I'm 41. You know,
I work with Barkley and all these
guys. So I miss the old days. So I'm really going to wait it out for the good teams. But my point is really a couple things. One, you know, I'm cheering for Brett, but he drives me insane.
Yeah.
Because I agree, he lets these analytics or this, like, if somebody's hot, you don't got to take him out because it's 5 minutes. Just let him go a little bit. Let's see how it goes, you know? And the thing with Joel, you know, he's a very oversized child who hasn't yet matured to the level that we expect because of the money he makes and his image or whatever. But you know what? It's going to take him a few times to get punched in the face for him to realize that he needs to actually work
for
it to be great.
Yes.
And when he does realize that, you know, rest in peace, Kobe. Kobe came into the league. He wasn't, like, setting the world on fire. You know, he had a very big disappointment in Utah. He came out, and he worked his tail off. That's what I think Joel needs to just embrace a little bit. Just go out, work. Show us that you're working. Everybody will leave you alone because the numbers are going to be there.
Right.
You know, and everything else will work itself out, you know? So,
and you know what's, you know, what's funny?
God bless America.
You know what's funny to your point is, listen, like who cares?
I love you, man. You're the man.
He's probably made me laugh. But it's like, who cares, man? Somebody booed you. That's great. I don't care. Just whatever you got to do, man. Please, just win. Win. Come to shape, right? Play your way into shape,
yeah,
brother.
Exactly.
That's all.
Like, honestly, like everybody loves you. Everybody loves your shtick and everything. But, dude, come on, man. Barkley, you know, he came into the league. Malone said, listen, you're fat, you're lazy, you're not going to play. All right, well, this is what I'm going to do to get on the court.
Yes.
You know, and he turned into a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Just by doing that. So
yes.
Just, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like Barkley and Shaq, they make great points, but he's not listening to what Barkley's saying between the lines. Barkley's saying, dude, I was you.
Yeah, yeah.
I was you, bro.
I know, and he looks at, great call, man. Thank you, Jason. Great call. He's looking at, though, like, yo, you're ancient. You know, this is 2020. You don't know what you're talking about. You play a different era. You know, I mean, that's just kind of how guys look at things. It's like that every generation. Guys look at the guys from the past, and they respect them, but they're going, come on. You didn't win a championship. Like, that's what he's thinking. It's not Charles' fault, but that's what it is. The only guy that gets any kind of, like, adoration, respect, let me bow, is Jordan. Now, Kobe got it because that was part of their generation.
Right. Now, coming up, there's a little report from the Sports Business Journal about a potential idea of flexing certain games in the NFL.
All right, I'm in on
and
that.
And I want to get your thoughts on it.
I'm in on that.
I don't really like the idea, but I'll...
All right, I'm in. I'm in on that.
I'll tell you.
I might like it already. All right, I'm looking forward to it. Let's talk a little Flyers hockey. Let's talk about Parks Casino, right? I tell you about Parks Casino all the time. So I go to the app, and by the way, if you go to the app, use promo code CuzRadio. You get a Insight credit of $500. That means a free, risk-free bet up to $500. So I go to the app and I look at it and I go, all right, Flyers are minus 141 tonight. All right, against Florida. Now, Florida's nasty and they can score. Barkov is back, but I like the Flyers tonight. I mean, we have to like the Flyers game. Because we're going to be sitting there on the glass. You ready? Konechny to score at least 1 point. I think we're going to go hockey props. Guys, let's go, Junis.
Yes.
Konechny minus 167. You like that? You in on that?
Yeah, I'm in on that.
Minus 167 to score at least 1 point tonight.
Shooting, he scores!
Against the Bob. So I like that a lot. There you go. Check it out. All the stuff right there on Parks Casino. They have the website. They have the app. Check it out. And don't forget to use the promo code CuzRadio. And you get your risk-free bet to $500. Got to be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
What up? Hello.
What do I make you laugh? It was weird watching that XFL. Like, I was watching it and I didn't hate it. And I was trying to think, like, could I get behind this league?
I mean, it's still football. And
yeah.
What I keep on pointing out is that it wasn't terrible football.
It wasn't.
It wasn't the NFL. It wasn't amazing. No, like, there are people going over the top.
Are there really?
Oh, yeah, well, oh my God, this is so great. Like, I feel like cool. I didn't miss any of the NFL this weekend. And it's like, it's not as
good. No, well, it's not the, no.
Like, hold on, man. I got Matt McGloin.
It's not, right. It's not even, you know, it's not even good college football.
Right, because I see Aaron Murray throwing just playing terribly, and I'm like, all right, this is why he's in the XFL, not the NFL.
I mean, I literally looked forward to Houston, I think was the first game. Were they first game Saturday or second game?
No, they were the second game.
Okay. Because I remember looking forward to it.
The first game was kind of a dud, too. Really, the Houston game was the best one because it was high scoring. And that's what they hope. The XFL wants a lot of points.
Right.
Even though they have the running clock, they want a lot of points. And
it was called stakes. Aaron Murray was terrible. That surprised me. And Landry Jones is hurt.
Yeah, he misses week one.
And that kid, he couldn't play.
No. But it, like, it's cool having the sideline interviews. And like, you could tell the coaches don't like it.
Yeah.
They know what they signed up for.
They have to, right.
Like, they know. But one of the coaches was like, I think it was the Dallas game. They were asking him, like, oh, you know, how do you feel about how the team's playing right now? He goes, well, I want us to get back on offense. And it's just like, okay, well, how do you feel about how your team's playing? And he's just like, I'm trying to pay attention. Like, he was trying to pay attention to the game. It was hard.
Yeah, it's so hard to ask the coaches for it. Like, it's kind of like, you're better off just micing them up and letting them go and saying, have an interview. I'm like, he interviewed. I'm like, what are you going to say? You know? I'm not going to give up any. What are you going to say? Yeah, we need to play better. It's like the most absurd thing ever is the halftime interview.
Walking off the court or the field or the ice, you name it. It's the same thing.
It means not. It's just not, it's dumb. So the other night, I was watching Villanova, and I stay asked Jay. Oh, Jay, what are you going to do? You know, good stuff. He's like, yeah, you know, and you know, he's one of the greatest guys in the world. But you're going, yo, dude, like, let him go. Let him go back to, you're not going to learn anything. Like, the sideline reporter needs to be there to say about injuries and, like, what it looks like on a bench. Give us some color. Tell us about a story.
And what'd you hear during that time?
Well, don't interview the coach. I don't want to hear about the coach. Yeah, let him eavesdrop on the timeout. I'm good with that.
But I was excited for this weekend.
Right.
Now, the thing is, does week two hold up to it? Because that's what I looked at for the American Allegiance
League.
Who's
Houston got? It's the team I'm rooting for. Because of Walker, who's Temple man. Sam in Northern Liberties, you're on 97.5 FedEx. Sam, hey.
What's up, guys? How you been?
Good, brother. How you doing?
Not bad. I got to be honest. I'm out on the...
You're out, XFL?
Yeah, any league where Danelle Pumphrey is a difference maker for a team is not for me. I don't know.
I get you.
No, but I get what you guys are saying, too. It's football. Come on. It's great sports. Listen, real reason I wanted to call was the Fly Guys, man. What a great win.
Oh, my God. That was awesome.
Listen, in the past, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but in the past 10 games, they beat the Caps twice, the Bruins.
They beat everybody. Yeah.
I mean, they can compete with the best of them. They
beat everybody.
I got to be honest. The way they play, I think they have just as good of a chance at winning the Cup as the Sixers do. Like, I really do. They play hard. They play fast. And they have a...
Well, here's the beauty of it, too. You know, you get back Carter Hart, right? Like, you haven't even had your top goaltender during a piece of that stretch the last couple weeks.
Yep. I mean, Couturier has turned. I mean, he's always been a good player, but he's on the elite line right now. I mean, he is playing out of his mind. So they're super exciting. I'm going down tonight.
Well, we're going down tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good.
I'll keep an eye out for you.
Yeah, please. Yeah, I'm looking. By the way, is Konechny not just a you want to talk about? You can't take your eyes off him.
He's next level.
Oh my God! And like you have anytime he's on the ice, you got to follow him.
Yep, he's he he uh there's like the great Wayne Gretzky quote of he sees the plays, you know, three plays ahead.
Right.
I get that with Konechny. He gets the puck and knows where he wants to go with it right away. He's a stud. That's all there is to say. I mean, it really is. It's great to have.
It is. And tonight's a good game, man. I mean, Florida, you know, I mean, look, they're exciting. You got Barkov and Huberdoo. You got
they're competing with Florida for that wild card.
I know. Spot. It's a big game, man. I'm really looking forward to it. Like, yeah, I'm actually pumped for it. I'm really looking forward to it. I think it would be a high scoring game tonight, too. I think I like Flyers, you know, 5-3.
I'm slamming that money line tonight, Flyers.
Right? I love it. I love it, buddy. All right, Sammy, go fly, guys.
Go fly, guys.
See you, buddy. Take it easy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.